Brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and by Tallgrass Motors. More in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400 K1, and spending a little bit of time talking city business with City Councilman Alan Gentius. Normally we would do this on a Tuesday, but because the council met last night, we kind of adjust our schedule to meet the council's schedule sometimes. First of all, thanks for coming in, Alan. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Charles. Good morning.
And you did not have the opportunity to have a forum last night. You and one other councilman were going to get together and talk with constituents of topics of concern. I'm sure somewhere along the line, the bond proposal would have been a topic of conversation.
Right. We were going to have a forum specifically pretty much on the GO bond, do a presentation at the Haskell Loft down on Frank Phillips. But with the ice, we kind of decided that it would be best that maybe we'd postpone that and reschedule it. And then I do have another forum coming up on February 27th at the Oak Park United Methodist Church.
And
at 7 o'clock.
While that is in Oak Park, don't want to put words in your mouth, but regardless of what ward you live in, I'm sure people would be welcome.
Everyone's welcome. Invite your friends, fill the room up, and we'll have a lot of people smarter than me that will be able to answer all your questions.
Well, no doubt that I'll say the city staff that did the work will be along. I'm not going to impugn your wisdom.
But. Well, I appreciate that.
but as we look at the bond issue, I want to talk a little about the council meeting, but quickly on the bond, there is a couple of good sites that people can go to. First of all, there's a lot of information just on the city's website.
Yes, and the city's website does have a explanation of what's going on with the bond, frequently asked questions. Of course, the number one question I always get is this going to raise my taxes? The answer is no, it will not increase your ad valorem tax.
And that is consistent with city bond proposals for at least the past 20 years or so.
Yes, we've stayed our millage rate at about 15, and that's a good conservative rate and seems to serve the city well.
Now, this one is a little bit longer bond length, I think, than some, because there's a good sized list of projects. So overall, a little bit more money, but spreading it out longer so the bond interest rate remains the same.
We actually made it so that it wouldn't be too long. Mm-hmm. There's a possibility you could go out 7 years. We're not going out nearly that. There was some discussion and, of course, compromise, collaboration with this sort of thing.
Can you teach other legislative bodies that trick?
I every place I go, I say if these other legislative bodies would see how we do things on the Bartlesville City Council, we would all be getting along fine. Everybody works very well on this council together. And so this is kind of a continuation of what we've seen in the past as far as the bond is concerned. This is a $16.5 million proposal. It is a lot of money, but it's not so much out of it's pretty much like what we've had in the past.
It picks up projects geographically from all parts of the city. I think that's one of the important parts of it.
That's the whole idea behind the bond, and the way they're set up is that everybody gets something, nobody gets everything, but it is an overall plan to move the city forward, and I think that's what we're seeing in this one. There is quite a bit of focus for the downtown area, and trying to improve that because we think that will be an economic engine. It will also help us compete with some of the other cities, such as Owosso, once we do more improvement in the downtown area. And so quite a bit of its focus there, but it goes all over town, fixes problems with streets. It's got some parks and those kind of projects, quality of life kinds of projects in it. And then equipment purchase, all will benefit the entire city.
There are actual four opportunities for a yes or no answer on this one, unlike some proposals where, like on a school bond, transportation has to be separate. So often you'll just see two questions there. Many city proposals have been a simple yes or no.
Yes, and in what we were told by our bond council, you know, you have an attorney. I'm an attorney, but not that kind of attorney.
Well, and it's nice to bring out a voice that's not part of the decision-making process.
Right, and someone who's an expert in the area. And so we were told that there are certain categories these have to be in, and the proposals have to be separate proposals, so that's why they're broken down the way they are.
So again, voters can, let's say that they really like streets and sewers, then they can say yes on that, and then may or may not have such a strong feeling on something else.
They might, and but the approach that we've taken is that things work together. For example, there are street improvements that would also fit into some of the parks and recreation. There are some improvements in other kinds of areas that would attach to the others. So it's really as a whole, but as a matter of law, we have to break them up into the separate groups.
Obviously, for the best solution for the city, if you agree at all with the council, would be to endorse the whole proposal then.
Yes.
There are a couple of other places. Again, you're having your forum at a time and place yet to be announced. I'm sure the city staff and the folks who are actually advocating for the bond, I know if you were to get a hold of them, they would be happy to make a presentation as well.
Right. There is a committee that has been formed of citizens, and they've been going around to different groups and making presentations. Of course, I would always be available if someone wanted to talk or wanted a more formal presentation. We'd bring the staff and possibly some of the committee members also, such as we're going to do in Oak Park. If we get an opportunity before the election to go ahead and reschedule the one at down on Frank Phillips, then we'll have a lot of folks there with a lot of information to be able to provide whatever the citizens want to know.
Yeah, and obviously the Loft is a popular place to have events, so that could be dependent on dates that are available between now and the election.
That's true. That's true.
This one, the city staff brought in a long grocery list, initially talked with council members, kind of culled it down to a much more manageable list. Not everything that everybody wants on any section of the bond, but overall a lot of things that will get done if it passes.
There's always a long list of things that need to be done, and I guess we could have done a much bigger bond, which would have been in the $20 million range or above. But our feeling was to keep it into the size that we had seen in the past, focus on a strategic plan, which I believe we have a good strategic plan here that does focus to a certain extent on the downtown improvements, and then leave some flexibility as we go forward, so maybe in 3 or 4 years then we can have another presentation to the city as far as another bond election. So there's always a process of culling it out, asking the staff to tell you these are our priorities of our priorities, and then have the input from what we're hearing from the citizens and what the councilmen ultimately come up with.
Like past proposals, there is the what we call the 70% items, the projects that will 100% get done under this bond proposal. There's also a list of the so-called 30%. In the past, the city has accomplished all or nearly all of those as well, but those are not necessarily guaranteed. Priorities might shift somewhere along the line.
Right, and it also is based on as to how much money comes in, how quickly the money comes in. And so the 70%, as you said, those are ones that will be done. The 30% will probably be done too, but we have some flexibility there.
Okay. So if somebody has a question, again, you're available. I noticed was looking at the website yesterday. As always, the councilman's website, or telephone numbers and email addresses are listed there. If they don't see it at Walmart or someplace around town, they can get a hold of you that way.
That's right. Or they can come by my office. That address is also there. The number that I have listed goes directly to my personal cell phone that I use for my business. So if you called me right now, I probably wouldn't pick up right this moment, but I will call you back.
Okay. We're going to take a short break, talking with Alan Chinchas this morning on 1400 K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, again talking with City Councilman Alan Chinchas. Last night, a relatively short council meeting, maybe because of the weather, maybe because just the amount of business he had. Annual contract with the Fraternal Order of Police already negotiated, and the council approved it. I don't know where the FOP, I don't think they actually meet for another week or so, but they will have the opportunity to ratify if they haven't already.
Well, we understand that it has been signed by the representative.
Okay.
And I think that they were happy with the negotiations on both sides, which is usually indicative of a good an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding, there will be a $500 bonus paid, and then there's some other bonus provisions if which are contingent on if we have the funds through February.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a good a good contract that is affordable for the city, but also provides for our police officers, and we always need to do that. So yeah. I think it was a good idea. Right through the contract, it looks good.
Okay, appreciate that, and I'm sure the personnel in blue will be, if they've already signed along the line, then they'll at least legally be satisfied, whether everybody wants as much as they can get.
Well, that's true.
a couple other items last night. I'm not sure where that frog came through, but well, anyway, one other item, just on bids last night. I know a couple of, F-350 trucks you were picking up from a dealership?
Right. And we upgraded one to 4x4.
Okay.
There was only one bid, even though it's very well advertised. I think we sent to local dealers. The only bid we got was from Bill Knight, mm-hmm. out of Tulsa, and below our budget. So I was the one that actually reviewed that bid, and it's for the water department. And of course, we have to have that kind of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like it was a good idea, so we went ahead and voted for it according to the recommendation of the staff.
And I think that that particular dealership has gotten city bids before, so there's a history there somewhere along the line.
Yes, we have a fairly long history with them, and they seem to be very competitive in their bidding process. I think that's why we're not seeing a lot of other kinds of bids come in.
You and I know probably every councilman that has remarked has said, you know, it's always nice when we see, I'll say, local municipality or adjacent municipality bidders. But as long as it's not from Timbuktu or someplace, as long as it's a competitive bid, then the city's getting a good buy.
Yeah, right. And that's what we're kind of looking to. Of course, you want to make sure they'll service and we'll have those kind of things. But you know, we always get everybody local to have an opportunity, but they have to make their business decision if that fits within their plan or not.
Yeah. Last night, I'm not sure that Mike Bailey commented on the budget, but I know last time he was in, it was what I saw as a somewhat positive sales tax report. Probably, again, with the economy, we'd like to see something better, but it was, at least in my opinion, a somewhat positive sales tax report.
It was. Of course, we always have challenges when it comes to sales tax because of the internet pressure, but it looked pretty good this time, and there wasn't an extensive report on it. All of us kind of know what that is. It's available if somebody wants to look at it.
Yeah.
But it did look fairly positive.
What else last night was something of note for the taxpayers? I don't have the agenda in front of me, so
this is always important to everybody. If your trash day was Monday, you'll have your trash picked up today. So if you left your trash out from Monday, it should have got picked up this morning. The other thing that had happened, there was also an approval that as went along with a police contract, that if an employee, when they're leaving, if they have some sick time, they can have that picked up on once they retire, and they'll be reimbursed all along the schedule on that. One thing I was happy about, I've only been on one outside committee, which is the TIF committee, and thought, well, just one committee wouldn't be much, but that one's been pretty active.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been appointed to the as the city council liaison to the Bartlesville Water Resource Board, and I think that's, you know, I think water is probably one of the most important, if not the most important, function for the city to provide to their citizens. So I'm glad to be on that board.
One note of clarification: you and I were talking before we went on the air, and it's not unusual for people to just see all government as one big agency. Whether you and I know there's differences between obviously city and county and school and state, and we can go on classifying government, but with the different pockets that and different taxing bodies, sometimes it's judicious just to, you know, say no, there are dividing lines. City dollars in general, at least in the state of Oklahoma and most other states, I think the city of Chicago may do something different. Don't transfer from municipal government to school system or vice versa.
Right. Probably the second most frequently asked question I have after, does this raise my taxes on the bond issue, is why aren't we spending this money for schools? And doesn't surprise me that everybody doesn't understand the exact intricacies of how government works. But of course, cities do not control the school's budget. That's controlled either through the school board and ultimately through the state. So we really can't. I mean, I guess if that was my job, then I would be making a different decision, but it's not my job at this point. So what we do is these are all for capital improvements, and so it couldn't go for operating, and we don't pay the teachers anyway.
Yeah.
But it's a good thought.
It's a good thought. It's just worth questioning, but it's not the way it works.
Absolutely.
Alan, thank you so much for your time this morning, and we'll try to get some more information out to the voters between now and Election Day.
Appreciate you, Charlie.
That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1. News is next from the ONN.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. It's smaller than in past years, but the state